Hello, the Swiveness, the Prophetess, the Word of God, episode 7. Hebrews 4:12. For the Word of God is quick and powerful. Quick and powerful. And by now, you know quick means alive. The Word of God is alive. It's living. As I'm speaking right now, the Word is looking into your eyes, looking into your heart. The Word is moving. The Word is touching. That's why if you have any sickness, the Word of God is going there and is dealing with that sickness now in the name of Jesus. Anything, situation you have, the Word is, it moves. It's alive. Do you know? I'm saying it's alive. Hallelujah. So I was talking about those who are full age, and I want to read Galatians 4:1-3. Listen to what the difference between those who are matured and those who are not matured, those who are sons, techno, and those who are just, you were birthed as a son. Now, Galatians 4:1-3, he says, now I say, Paul is saying, that the heir, H-E-I-R, heir, the multi-millionaire, multi-billionaire. He said that the heir, as long as it's a child, when the heir is a child, it's a minor, it's under age. Although he's an heir, he differeth nothing from a servant or a slave. You can imagine Satan will carry this, put it on the heir head, the heir's head. And the heir will be carrying, going around with a heavy load, going around, begging from house to house, asking for something small. The heir in tattered clothes. Ah! It must really break the heart of God. I can imagine. If I had a child and I worked so hard, let the child estates, let the child properties, let the child a fleet of cars and airplanes. And I mean, this child is dusted. She has everything, or he has everything. Then that child is sweating it out and hungry and suffering. Ah, my God, it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. It should not be so. But they gave the Word of God. Look at Galatians 4. Open the Word. Listen, there is something about the eye gate and the ear gate. For you yourself to see the Word and to hear the Word. See, hear. That's why I said faith comes by hearing. Romans. Faith comes by hearing by the Word of God. There is something about reading it for yourself. Now I say that the heir, as long as it's a child, is a minor, is underage, differeth nothing from a servant. You are not different from a servant. Why? Even though he's Lord of all. The person is Lord of all. Listen to the language. Lord of all. You are Lord of all. Lord of all. Devils must, they must bow their knee when they say, they of necessity must bow their knee to you. Because you are Lord of them. Yet, because the heir is a child, is under tutors and governors and administrators and trustees. You have to be under them. Knock you on the head, knock on the other side. Until the time appointed of the father, until the time the child grows and matures, then God says, that is it. You are into it. If not, you are under tutors and governors, and you are like a slave. You are sweating it out there, one trouble after the other, suffering after going through this, going through that. What you shouldn't go through, you're going through because you are a child. You are not an heir. You are not matured. You do not know how to use. You are not skillful in the word of righteousness. We have read it. We have read it in Hebrews 5:12-14. Even so we, verse 3, when we were children, when you were a child, you are in bondage. Listen, bondage under the elements of the world. The devil knocks you here, This demon pushes you here, then this happens. Then you fall down. Then you get up. Tears, bloody tears, cry. Go, why? Too much. Some of you, it's just too much. God is saying, it's okay, my daughter, my son, listen to me. It should not be so in your life. I've already provided everything for you. It's because you do not know. Ignorance. For lack of knowledge, my people perish. Not for fornication. Not even for adultery. Oh, Prophetess Olivia says we should commit adultery and fornication. Please, I've not said that. I'm just telling you. Lack of knowledge. Determine in your heart. I will know. Whatever I must do to know God's word, I will do it. Determine in your heart from today. In Jesus' name. You're blessed. Bye.